With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ohio-born William Gass teaches philosophy at Washington University in St. Louis, but he is best known for his novels and essays.
I have always claimed not to be a philosopher at all. I think that is a terribly difficult occupation. If you have six first-rate philosophers in a century, you call it the Age of Enlightenment. There are lots of novelists and poets in history. Very few philosophers.
William Gass has put together a collection of essays called Habitations of the Word, which shows his preoccupation with language. The very first book written by William Gass, called Olmsted's Luck, was published in 1966 and had a shaky start.
While I was writing the last chapter, the manuscript was stolen.
And, you had another copy, I hope.
No. I had notes, of course, and drafts and things of that sort, but no copy. So I had to rewrite it.
The theft occurred while he was teaching at Purdue.
At the university at the time, we had a professional, a stealer of manuscripts, or a ranger who had stolen other articles and published them under his own name.
And Gass says the thief rewrote the stolen novel as a play.
Well, by that time, I had published parts of it. People recognized it.
The thief was never punished.
He finally had to leave the country. The last I heard, he was in South America. That's many years ago.
Another William Gass novel, Willie Masters' Lonesome Wife, published in 1968, plays with words, but Gass describes the book as an artistic manifesto.
The metaphor of the book is that language is feminine, must be courted. This would bother feminists now, I suppose. Must be made love to properly.
Essays on Literature and Philosophy by William Gass are collected in his Habitations of the Word, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For years, writer William Gass had a running argument with the late novelist John Gardner, who accused Gass of wasting his gifts and fiddling around when he could be doing more important things. Gardner denounced Gass for playing games with words. Gass says he does play with words, but games are not involved. The playful philosophy of William Gass is reflected in the essays collected in his book, Habitations of the Word, in which he asserts that sentences have souls.
Sentences have energy. They have direction. They have passion. And my notion is that you can, in fact, see all of these qualities, which are qualities of people's character and consciousness.
William Gass offers some new insights on the word and.
A lot of little lost words of, in, and, connectives that are extraordinarily important to logicians and yet tend to be forgot, and which perform enormous numbers of services, almost invisibly.
What's going to be your next target? It?
But? I was thinking about doing in, but...
How about out?
Yeah.
William Gass theorizes that the novel, any novel, is a metaphor for life itself.
I pick up Beckett. Well, I'm living in a garbage can, I realize, and I see everything that way. And then I put that down, and I pick up Tolstoy, and I'm in another world.
As a speed reader, William Gass says there is often a tendency to rush the reading of books that set their own pace.
So we start to speed up and move a little faster. But that's like speeding up Mozart. We get to the end faster, but you really never quite hear the music.
William Gass teaches at Washington University in St. Louis. His essays have been gathered in Habitations of the Word, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.